Hi, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hi, Doug Hepburn.
And Danielle.
Who the hell is Doug Hepburn?
Canadian strongman who died in the 90s.
If you're a
longtime
listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will all... Fuck you guys. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is... swim through poop or eat a dead body. Let's discuss. Questions?
Still want to know.
Comments, questions.
Doug Hepburn is.
How much poop are we swimming through?
Yeah. Let's talk about the conditions of the poop swim. The great poop swim of aught five.
The great poop swim.
Yeah, is this like the Iron Man? Are we swimming like a fucking mile or something?
Yeah, but then we have to ride a bike through it and run half marathon or some shit.
Oh, Jesus. No, it's just swimming. I'm gonna say it. What's a triathlon swim length?
Oh,
a
let me
billion
look.
Billion miles?
I'm not sure. No.
Yeah, it's like
not.
A billion or like a 2 billion?
2.4 miles.
Holy fuck.
There we go.
That's about 4 kilometers.
I would die. I would drown in poop.
Yeah, I'd get pretty exhausted, I think.
You might. And you can have swim trunks on, or, you know, a swimsuit on. You can have goggles.
Can I wear a wetsuit?
Can I have water wings?
No.
Yeah, can we wear life jackets?
I'm trying to lift heavy shit. I do not have the cardio conditioning to do this.
Let's assume that you can do it, but if you're really worried about it, you can have one of those ring floaties.
Okay, good.
Jesus Christ!
I seriously need one.
No, and what's great about that
like
is...
like a life preserver?
Yeah, but like, just around your midsection, you can have one of those.
Oh my God.
But it's rated for like 10-year-olds, so it's not going to do very much.
What's the
What's
the poop to water ratio?
100 to 0.
I'm sorry,
that's not true. No, it can't be 100% poop. I mean, it is 100% poop, but you still poop water. So, I'm gonna say. I don't know how to like 70-30.
Oh,
like,
okay,
I don't know how to.
How about this?
It is mostly
the
poop.
Person who supplied the poop. What did they eat?
Oh, like it matters when you have to swim through 4K of it.
Right.
Seriously,
it matters,
dude.
Okay,
it's not just one person. It's a community, and I think they all ate like spicy Mexican.
Okay, so I actually have a super important question. Where are you swimming through this poop? Is it like a lake, or is it in a sewer? Like,
it's
what
in a, it's
is
in,
the environment?
Like a swimming pool. Like, we'll just say laps. Like, it's an Olympic-sized swimming pool filled with poop, and it's laps.
Okay.
Just to make it easier.
I was hoping sewer.
Yeah. But
yeah, because if it was sewer, it'd be, it would be absolutely miserable, what with the air situation and the lack
exactly.
of it.
No. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, you'd have all that post-pizza turtle poop to swim through.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the swimming through poop, and which is, you know, pretty fucking terrible.
Okay.
And it's a lot. Okay, so I'm having flashbacks of like Shawshank Redemption where like you're swimming through and like throwing up at the same time.
Yeah.
That there is a strong likelihood that that is going to happen.
Well, yeah, I would.
Well,
I'd be hurling all over myself.
He had to go under a few times. You never have to in a swimming pool.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't. But, I mean, if you don't, like, if you're just treading water, it's going to take a long time.
Oh, it's going to take a very long time to dog paddle through shit.
2.5 miles of poo. just spicy,
I'm just
stingy,
backstroking the whole way,
corn kernely. Yeah,
backstroke
and
is the way
to go.
You
know some of that's gonna splash.
Oh yeah,
you
some
know
of
some of that's
gonna
splash,
splash
in your mouth and nose.
Oh god.
Yeah.
So what diseases are
so that's
poop communicable? I'm not.
Oh, like
you, off
you
of
can
this
catch them by pooping on someone. Like
I was gonna move on, but no. Apparently we're not. We're gonna say no. We're gonna say no diseases for either side.
Okay.
All right.
It just makes it easier.
Jeez, Chris, move on.
In this magical world.
Yeah.
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay.
He really is super excited to hear about this dead body. So, is this dead body, it's a human?
Yeah.
Okay, and is it prepared?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you have to eat the whole thing? Let's give us some details here.
You have to eat the whole thing.
Including private parts.
Minus bones, although you have to crack the bones and eat the marrow.
Oh my Christ.
Yeah, you have to eat everything but things that are inedible, like teeth, hair, the bones.
My mind's already made up on this.
This person we're eating, what is their body composition?
You trying to make sure you can get
you
your macros?
Like...
Yeah, basically.
Jesus.
I'm gonna say Well, shit, what's the... Hold on, let me do a little bit of research. What's the average human on Earth?
I was going to say, is it the
average
American?
I have a chance then.
No shit.
Average human size. Let's just... okay, so I'm going to say... I don't know, I guess male.
Okay.
Although it doesn't have to be. So 5.6 feet tall. Let's see, human body weight, average weight of adult humans. Oh, geez, this is broken out by region. I don't care about that.
Just pick a region.
Okay, I'm picking 178 pounds.
Jesus, that's a chubby 5 foot sixer.
What percentage
well,
of body fat?
North America.
Probably pretty
know.
High. For 5'6",
probably
yeah,
high.
Probably pretty high. Otherwise, they're really muscular.
Oh, here. Okay, for the world. Average weight, 137 pounds. That's 62 kilos, approximately.
We're 40 pounds heavier than the average in the U.S.?
Yeah.
You said the world.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was
the
that
world
bad.
Average, the world average, these are adults... is 136.7 pounds.
Well,
and the North American average is 177.9.
Well,
pounds.
Think about other differences that can sometimes come with ethnicity, such as height. I mean, we're one of the tallest countries in the world.
What's the average
if you
height
look at
in the world?
5'6".
And
I think
US?
If you looked at like,
hold on,
for a male, I thought it was 5'8" or 5'9".
But this is not the point.
No, this is not the point. Americans are fat. We all know this.
Yeah, like, we fat.
I was just shocked at how fat we are, I guess. Okay.
Like, we fat. Oh, man, we are super fat. I'm looking at a graph from 1810 to 1980. Holy balls, we are fat.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
How fat is she? I'm kidding. No.
So this is, I'm going to say, average human... which is 100, let's just call it 100 and what did I say? 138 pounds of human. Yeah, about 5'6". So that gives you a rough idea of. I'm even going to make it a little bit easier where there is someone butchering this person for you.
Oh, that's
you.
Nice.
Like it's, yeah, like it's butchered and cooked.
Oh, that's really nice.
For you. Yeah. Like you're still eating a dead body and you're still eating like, all of it. The only thing that's going to be left are hair, teeth, and
bones.
The very basic of bones. Although you have to eat the marrow.
And probably that hard thing inside your eyeball.
There's a hard thing inside my eyeball. How do you know?
Because the science teacher showed it to us from some eyeball that he had.
Your science teacher showed you the hard thing in my
You've
eyeball.
Never had to dissect an eyeball in science class? You've never had to dissect your own eyeball? Because I
Not a human
eyeball.
One!
So what are you guys thinking? We're going a little off the rails on this one. What are you guys thinking?
I've already decided.
Danielle, you seem already decided.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna take one for the team and swim 2.4 miles through poop.
Really?
Absolutely. I couldn't eat a human. I just
couldn't.
What is
the time period in which I have to eat this person?
As long as it takes. You just can't stop to do anything else.
Okay, can it be prepared?
So it's in one sitting?
Yeah, it's in one sitting.
Is that even possible?
You'd die if you ate 150 pounds of food in a sitting. You'd explode officially.
We're gonna assume that you can power through.
Okay.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I mean, I'm up to 4,000 calories a day right now, but I don't think I could do that.
The only other option is to let you like string it out over months, and I'm not.
Well, what if
letting you
what
do?
If, what if you just said that it's the only thing you can eat until it's done?
Yeah, yeah.
That
no,
seems
I'm,
fair.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So it could still take you weeks.
It could, but you're not allowed to eat anything else. I mean, you can have water.
Okay.
And a multivitamin, if you're feeling it. But yeah, you're eating a dead body. And yes, you can have it prepared how you like, within reason.
All right, so I'm getting some crispy skin. That's nice.
Yeah, you can have crispy skin. Like, I'd probably go medium rare. Just because it feels a waste
I'm checked out from this. So are you guys going to eat the body?
I'm going to eat the body.
I'm thinking eat the body.
Oh, God, yeah. I couldn't do it. No, I couldn't.
It's just another animal.
I know it's just another animal, but I couldn't eat a person. I know you're not vegan, and I wouldn't be married to you if you were.
Oh, really? Holy shit.
We wouldn't be able to do this podcast if you were vegan, because every time we'd get online, you'd just be like, hey, guys, you know I'm vegan.
And you should be vegan as well.
That'd be the end of the podcast.
These are the reasons.
Be super disruptive.
And you should be vegan.
Oh, and by the way, I also do CrossFit.
All you would talk about
Let me
is...
tell you about CrossFit. Oh, and right. I own a Mustang. Let me tell you all about that.
Yeah. Have I told you about my gluten intolerance? Because I'm real gluten intolerant.
Am
I wrong in thinking that Mustang owners are like that, too?
That is not one I've
heard.
I don't know
much about Mustang owners.
Well, we knew that guy in when we worked at Wendy's who had the like super old Mustang that loved to talk about his cool Mustang, and everyone was like, no,
"Oh, Robert,
really not cool at all."
Like, I got a Stang.
I'll just tell you real quick. There was a gentleman whose name I won't say who worked with
already
us.
Said it.
Who drove a Mustang and lived with his brother. And there was always food in his mustache. Just putting it out there.
I thought you were going to say always food in his Mustang. And I was like, ooh, cool.
Yeah, always snacks were always available.
I'm definitely going dead body. I think, like, if you take away the sort of malnutrition aspect of it, because you're not going to get all the things that you need if you're only eating a dead body.
You said multivitamin.
Yeah, like you can take, yeah, exactly. Like you can take a multivitamin, you can drink water. Shit, that's gonna, yeah, it's gonna be super low carb.
What about the parts of him that are septic? Like, do I have to eat what's inside his intestines?
Yeah.
What? I could swim through poop or I have to eat poop amongst other things?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because I was thinking, what if you did... What if you took like the contents and used it as the base for a meaty stew, and then used the intestines as like casing for like
poop sausages?
Some poop sausages.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, you gotta eat the whole damn thing.
Okay, so Danielle, how long do you think it would take you to swim through 2.5 miles? Is that what he said?
2.4. Yeah.
Of something that has a lot more resistance than water. Like, this is thicker than water.
Right. I mean,
biscuits.
1 mile per day.
Oh, wait.
Realistically, I've got a floaty, so I'm not going to drown in shit. So I'm going to give myself 48 hours.
Is the shit warm?
I mean, it's in an indoor pool. I'm going to say it's, you know, indoor pool temperature.
Okay. Can my toes touch the ground? Can I walk this?
No. Can you walk in an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
On days when I'm feeling especially tall.
No.
I'm going to say whatever the dimensions of that size of the pool are, and it's 9 feet deep.
Okay, that's fine. So you got to actually... Okay, so I just did a quick average swimming speed.
Nice.
So the world record holder... Set both the Olympic
Is this the world record holder for average swimming? I'm putting this into
context. The world record holder can swim about 3.6 miles an hour. So.
Holy shit.
Okay, so let's assume that I am. 35, 40 minutes?
Yeah. So she'll get this done quick.
Wow.
So let's say that I am.
Except that's in water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let me finish.
I assume.
Let me finish, Kanye.
What's the world record for swimming in poop?
That's why you need to let me finish, because I'm sure that there isn't one and I'm not going to search. But let's assume that I'm like 50 times slower than the world record holder. Okay, a full 50 times. I feel like that's probably about right. So she can swim 3.62 miles per hour. That means that I could swim 0.07 miles per hour. 4 divided by 0.07. Okay. It would take me 34 hours.
Wait a minute.
34 hours and I will be through that poop. What?
I'm doing some calculations of my own.
This is some ridiculous math.
It's all conjecture.
This is some...
Unless you know some niche poop swimming website that we're not aware of, I wonder if it may have inspired you.
You said point...
No. I mean...
0.07?
Miles per hour.
So yeah. you would be going 369 feet per hour?
I don't know. I didn't do it that way. I put it into miles.
Well, I just did.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, that's assuming I'm going real fucking slow.
That's real fucking slow.
Also, it's poop, so you're going real slow.
I'm giving myself an absolute worst-case scenario situation that it's going to take me 34 hours of straight poop swimming.
Okay, so...
I can handle that! How long is it going to take you to eat human? A lot longer than 34 hours.
Poop. It's going to take you longer than 36 hours. Like, you're going to fall asleep in there.
Yeah. You are going to fall asleep.
I'm going to be fine. The smell of the poop will motivate me.
Oh, God.
You know what? Josh and I will sit on the sidelines having...
Just chewing on a human leg.
Some steak and a nice glass of Chianti while you are asleep in your shit pool.
You guys are out of your minds.
Yeah, just chatting up. Hey, Chris, you taste the fingers yet? They're pretty good.
Yeah. What? How did you get them done? Oh, I deep fried them.
I can't even believe you guys right now. When this episode comes out, how many people are going to eat a human?
Holy shit, and the podcast is just canceled because we hate each other after this one.
Seriously, dude. Right. I mean,
we finally reached the line.
I often feel ganged up on, like, probably 7 out of 10 times is you guys against me. But seriously, eating a fucking human being.
We're not
like, there's gotta
be. I'm not saying you're wrong for swimming in the poop.
I know we're in hypotheticals, but there's got to be a limit, you know? And if that's not the limit, I don't fucking know what is.
Oh, poop's the limit.
Poop's the limit. It's just meat. Like, and I want to add.
We're not going to get arrested, are we?
Exactly. Okay. No, I'm just throwing this out there for the dead body, because I just thought of this. This is a person who, we did not murder them. Everything's legal. They died of, I don't know, natural causes, but it's still fine. And in their will, they said, man, I really want to get eaten by Josh and Chris. Like, it's fine.
Nice.
We're just going to say it's...
They donated their body to this or that research.
Yeah. Beyond the moral reprehensibility of eating a dead body, there is no, you know, larger ethical question of whether we should have eaten this dead body.
No. Just no. Nope.
It's just meat.
Nopey dope dope.
Okay. That's cool.
Wow. Okay. Okay, yeah. No, that's totally fine. Two against one. You can have your pool of shit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm diving in face first. No, I'm really not. I'm going to gently go in there and hurl all over myself. Hurl all over my brand new swimsuit. Go about 6 feet, hurl again.
Yeah, I'm just going to strike cannonball off the high dive.
Yeah, I'm fine. And then I'll hurl again because I see you chewing on a human face. Yeah.
We're gonna throw the bones at you.
Yeah.
As you swim
I mean,
by.
You're eating a penis or a vagina. It's
oh, he
happening.
Said penis.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
No, just not happen.
Like if you went to a restaurant and there was a cow penis and it was like, here, we prepared this cow penis.
Today's special, cow penis.
Today's special, cow penis. And, like, it's the only thing on the menu. Sorry. And, you know, you had to eat it. You're telling me you wouldn't eat it?
You
eating
wouldn't...
a human is different than eating a cow.
Yeah, you wouldn't pause at all, Chris, when I was like, damn, Chris, this guy, he died with his balls full.
Yeah.
Just bite into that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying I would, like, do it with a smile on my
face. I feel
face
like you would.
With some fava beans.
Yeah.
No. Like, oh, and I'm going to say, just because I want to, like, we can have, like, a glass of wine as we do it. Just to, like, you know what? And Danielle,
no, you said we could just have water. You can't change in the middle.
Well, I'm changing in the middle. And I'll say that you can swim at any point. You can swim to the side to get water or a glass of wine or something. But you have to stay in the pool.
Glass of wine. No, but I figured I would stay in the pool. And I'll have my head over the edge just trying to get air anyway.
Yeah. I assume you'd probably do it near the edge.
I might just pull myself along the edge. Just do a little kick and pull myself. Just pulling.
Wait, can we do that?
Like...
What? Can we pull ourselves along the edge of the pool?
Does that change it?
I think you can go
a lot
you're
kicking
faster.
Your legs, you're swimming.
I'm going to say okay. No, you got to swim it. Just like you can't walk it along the bottom.
Well,
you gotta,
I'll tell you a story you about Danielle roller skating when she was a kid. I can't roller skate. I haven't roller skated since I was about 8 or 9 going to Skate Town, USA. That was actually the name of the roller rink. How very 80s that place was.
That was, yeah.
I would put on some skates, and then I would just try to keep my balance by holding onto the wall, because it was carpeted. But I was still skating, right?
No, you weren't.
I mean, no, not really.
I was doing my version of skating.
Just because you had skates on does not mean you were skating.
I fell enough that it should have been considered skating.
It's not like... If I put skates on and then sat on my couch and watched Luke Cage, I would be skating.
Okay, well, you're... Never mind. Okay. All right. I'm just going to hurl and everything's going to be fine. All right.
And we're just going to eat a dead body.
Do it. I lose.
It makes me strong.
I know it does.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed swimming through poop or eating a dead body. Which would you choose? You can email us at TYRTpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at TortPodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends, and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.